I wish you all could have seen yourselves from here. My wish for you is that you take those poems home and find some place, perhaps behind a mirror or a photograph, and remember the time that we all were together in God's house on Palm Sunday 2012. What we have is not unique at Burns Church, but it doesn't happen all the time. It happens four times a year. Burns Memorial United Methodist Church is one building that houses three congregations who make up one body of Christ. We are the congregation of Burns Church, the church that started several years ago, but we are also the Tonga Fellowship from the island nation of Tonga. And we're very pleased that now it is official. The pastor of the Tonga Fellowship, Pelaki Lakatui, has been announced by Bishop Elaine Stanovsky as a licensed local pastor. He is the real deal. Pastor Pelaki Lakatui, would you stand? Stand up. Congratulations, Pelaki. Pelaki and I will be celebrating Holy Communion later. Also, the Ghana Wesley United Methodist Fellowship, Samuel Botchwe, I guess, is the voice, if I might, of the Ghana Fellowship. So welcome. Very good. So for those of us who grew up in the white majority culture, it's very exciting to be surrounded by the diversity of God's creation. It is how it should be. All people of faith should worship together. All people everywhere are God's children. And so it is a foretaste of the kingdom of God that we all come together. We have many visitors who are here to celebrate the baptism of Aaron Prempe Appiah. And there are folks here who are celebrating what they hope to be a win by UConn tonight in the women's NCAA tournament. So we have many visitors, and I welcome you all. Several announcements. We have one announcement from our youth group, which I'm going to let him make, and then we'll go from there. Go ahead.
Hi. On Saturday, April 7th, the Burns Youth Group is hosting an Easter fiesta for neighborhood children, and we hope to set up our activities in the main parking lot. There will be a lot of games like egg hunts and lots of fun. Everyone's welcome as helpers or guests. We'll be setting up tables at 12 p.m. And it runs from 1 to 2:30 p.m.
Do you guys need donations?
No.
Okay.
We're
good. Thank you. Yes. Okay. In case you didn't hear, the Easter Fiesta, the Burns Youth Group is sponsoring a fiesta for neighborhood kids and all kids of our congregations. Set up will be at 12, the festival from 1 to 2:30. There are flyers describing this event on the table in the narthex, so grab one of those. And as I mentioned earlier, the schedule for Easter week, for Holy Week, if you have this on your calendar, give it away. Invite somebody to join you for these many wonderful celebrations and commemorations. It's a difficult week in the church. We can't paint a pretty picture. Jesus came to Jerusalem with the foreknowledge that he would die at the end of that week. So we need to walk together with Jesus to Calvary so that we can celebrate together the resurrection on Easter morning. A big thank you to all who came yesterday for the churchwide cleanup. There were many members of the Ghana congregation. We appreciate that. Many members from the Burns congregation, and the grounds look wonderful. We appreciate that. We challenged the kids across the street to mess it up. I'm sure they will, but we enjoy their presence. But mostly, thank you all who came to help with the churchwide cleanup day. One other announcement, the United Methodist Men. All men of faith are invited next Saturday. We meet at 8 o'clock in the morning, the Saturday before Easter, at the Apple Creek Restaurant. And at 8 o'clock, we start our breakfast and Bible study, and we'll be studying Acts chapter 15. Any other announcements for the good of our community? Yeah. Everybody's got a pet project. Let me tell you, the United Methodist Men is doing the Easter breakfast, Easter Sunday. It's a little bit confused culturally, but we have breakfast burritos on Easter Sunday. So we hope you will come between 8 and 9:30. The United Methodist Men sponsoring the Easter breakfast, and then we'll have our worship service Easter Sunday at 10 o'clock. Good? Okay. Very good. Let us now move into worship a little more seriously. As I mentioned, one other announcement. I apologize. From Aaron's parents, we will be celebrating baptism this morning, and Aaron's parents are inviting all to a reception from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock this afternoon at the East Cherry Grove building, number 14406. It's a clubhouse. If you are interested in celebrating that baptism with Aaron's parents, check with me or them and we can give you more specific directions. But all are invited to an open house to celebrate that baptism. The exciting thing about today, the theology of today, as most of you know, in the United Methodist Church, we recognize two sacraments. Sacraments being promises that Jesus made to God's people, but also events that Jesus asked us to commemorate year after year throughout all time. One of them is probably familiar to you, and it is Holy Communion. We celebrate the Lord's table. That specifically this week will be on Maundy Thursday when we celebrate the Last Supper. But every time we partake of Holy Communion, we remember the Seder and the Last Supper, and we think about the coming kingdom of God when it is brought to its final completion. The second sacrament in the United Methodist Church is Holy Baptism. I hope it's not the frenzy that we had with the palms, but I'm hoping that each of you have that single page. Later on in our worship service, I'll ask you to turn to that page, and Aaron and his parents will come forward, and we will celebrate Holy Baptism. I'm pointing to the baptismal font here, which is the wooden structure you see in front of you. Water is on the Lord's table. We will bless that water and use it to baptize Aaron. So we will be seeing both of the sacraments of the United Methodist Church.